Coast Radio Newswatch. The truth verified.
A grass cutter has been severely burnt after a colleague tried to save him as he was being attacked by a swarm of bees in Chatsworth. The man had been cutting grass on Rose Heights Road. Sivan Subramudi of Amawele Emergency Services says they responded to the incident earlier today.
So one of his colleagues threw petrol on him for the bees to go away, while another colleague burnt a small fire and ran towards his colleague to chase the bees away. But the fire ignited on him and severely burnt him. Immediately, he was treated and stabilized by Amawele medics and transported laterally to a private hospital for the further care he required.
Authorities in Etegwini say law enforcement has been boosted for the holiday period. They say the metro is ready to welcome over 1 million festive season visitors. Officials say over 2,000 officers are being deployed around the city, while surveillance along the beachfront has been expanded. The Etegwini Metro Police Department says officers will conduct day and night patrols supported by more than 500 CCTV cameras. Umalusi says it will no longer be involved in the issuing and verifying of the National Certificate Vocational Level 2 and 3 programs beyond this year. It says it started a phase-out period last year. The NCV programs, structured in three levels, are equal to the National Senior Certificate for Matric. They equip students with practical skills, applied competence and theoretical knowledge for a specific trade or career. Umalusi was initially responsible in ensuring their credibility by setting standards, moderating exams and accrediting the TVET colleges offering them. Umalusi CEO Mafu Rakometsi says the Government Gazette directs that NCV level 2 and 3 be set internally by the Department of Higher Education.
In terms of its founding legislation, Umalusi performs quality assurance in respect of National Senior Certificate, Senior Certificate Amended, National Certificate Vocational NCV levels 2 to 4, and report N2 to N3 NATED program, and the General Education and Training Certificate, Adult Basic Education and Training, GDC ABET.
A football analyst believes Bafana Bafana might surprise fans and pundits at the FIFA World Cup next year. In just under an hour's time, we will find out which teams will face each other in the group stages of the global tournament being held in North America. The draw is taking place at the Kennedy Center in Washington. Bafana Bafana are in pot three for tonight's draw. Football analyst Clinton Isaac says the teams to watch are always Brazil, Argentina, Germany, the Netherlands, France and Italy. But he is buoyant about South Africa's performance at the global showpiece because of what coach Hugo Broos has molded the team into.
I think they're a more disciplined unit. They're more cohesive in that they are playing to a style and pattern and not just individualization, you know, on the field. I think they will prepare better than what they've done before. You know, their squad is not as big as the coaching staff and entourage were almost more than the players themselves in the past, but now that's since been watered down, and so they can be more accurate in their preparations with the group that they have.
Durban 26 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 24, Richards Bay 28. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.